time for What's Trending with Coach K.
Hello, Coach K. As I bring you in officially, what is trending this Wednesday, first day of the month?
Yeah, Julian, some big news coming out of the NBA. This is from Adrian Wojnarowski, who's otherwise known as Woj.
Is it Woj?
Woj, yeah. Woj.
Woj. Woj. Sounds like woke.
Really? Whatever floats your boat, I'd say.
No, Woj. I'll call him Woj.
Woj. Let's go with that. Mm. So he just tweeted, LeBron James, who the Lakers are listing in health and safety protocols, is expected to miss several games, sources tell ESPN. Players with positive COVID cases must be out a minimum of 10 days.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's put it this way. Well, it's because he's a big name, but we're going to see more of this, I would suggest, in due course. So
100%.
The Lakers need him because they've really not been performing too well in the NBA.
If he'd kept the number 23, he wouldn't have got COVID.
No.
He remained Superman. Superman's immune to COVID, isn't he?
I mean, he is. Yeah. Well, he's the king.
He's an anti-vaxxer.
Do kings get COVID?
Well, apparently they can.
Oh, they can now. Yeah, that's right.
Case in point, LeBron James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
That's unfortunate, though.
Yeah. Just in some NBL news, Julian. So you can watch every NBL game live on ESPN. Melbourne United captain Chris Goulding, who's no doubt one of the marquee players in our league, he underwent MRI scans on his left hamstring yesterday after suffering an injury in the team's practice on Tuesday afternoon. So he did pretty well in the NBL Blitz, but he's out. He's not going to play against the Sydney Kings in their opening game.
He's a big loss too. He's one of these guys that's, you know, too good for the NBL, but sort of on the cusp of NBA.
Yeah.
You know, how old is he now? He's about 30 on, I think.
He's old. He had a workout. He had a workout with the Golden State Warriors during the offseason of the NBL. Mm. He had his chances. He hit the summer league. Couldn't quite make it, but he's a sharp shooter. So that's some NBL news. And you can watch every NBL game live on ESPN via KO and Foxtel, or on the ESPN app. Isaac Luke posted this.
Yes.
Best spine in the NRL for 2022. And go.
Hang on. God, I've got to think about this. 2022.
Yeah, I'll put you on the spot here.
Tedesco, Keary, Walker, and say Verrills is pretty good.
Yeah.
Dylan Edwards, Jerome Luai, Nathan Cleary, and what, Coruscant. I mean, that's outstanding.
Probably the best.
The best. And then you've got Pappenhausen, Munster, Hughes, and H. Grant or B. Smith.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Well, yeah. I don't think you can go past Penrith, Melbourne, or the Chooks. Mm-hmm. I would say Penrith. How can you go past it? The rate they're going.
Fuck off. You know what? If somebody offered me that spine or the Melbourne spine or the Rooster spine, I'd say, yeah, no worries. I'll take either.
You'd probably take it, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
What did Isaac Luke say?
No, he just wanted to pick people's
brains. Oh, he just asked.
Yeah, he just asked. He posted on Twitter.
See, this is what happens in the NRL off-season, and you've got, you know, Fox and NRL on Nine. They're so bored. And they go, hey, you know, who's the best mustachioed 13? Or what's the best ever team with, you know, players whose surnames begin with L? And just stuff like that that gets you thinking.
Yeah.
You
know? There's a lot of good ones, and I want to see some more young kids come through. Hopefully Joseph Suaalii, we might see him towards the back end of the year, get another crack.
He strikes me, Suaalii's the sort of guy that, you know, not like Walker who just comes on with a bang, that Suaalii will take his time, but in about a year, 2 years, 3 years, he will just be dominant. Just be dominant. A mate of mine who's a teacher at the King's School, where Suaalii goes, and it was last year it might have been, he chatted with him, where he was tossing up whether to choose league or union, right? And he said, mate, gun to your head, push comes to shove, where would you go? And he said, I'd go league. I said, why is that? Because he touched the ball more.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
a good enough reason.
You're not going to say no to that.
But you read stories about league players that go and play rugby, say, in the Northern Hemisphere. I think Willie Mason went there and goes, oh, I got picked in the centres. You can go a whole game without touching the ball. I said, this is not what I signed up for. Just hang it out in the back line. You rarely touch the football.
Yeah.
I'm a footballer. Give me the damn ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And just lastly, George Kambosos got a bit of love from Jake Paul. There's a fantastic photo of Jake Paul on FaceTime talking to George.
Mm.
Basically just supported him all the way. I mean, he's getting all the love he possibly can. And Jake Paul, as we know, is a bit of a YouTuber. Big name in the social media sphere, so to speak.
Okay.
So,
hey, can I be brutally honest with you now? And maybe we're showing our age gap here. I don't know who the hell Jake Paul is. When you say he's a YouTuber, I'm out, mate. I am out. And generally, I'm wary of blokes with first names as last names. You know what?
Right.
I'll make an exception for George Michael. Rest in peace. And we're going to hear a lot of Last Christmas, aren't we, now that we've moved into December. Jake Paul, so he gets on board the, well, can you call it the ferocious train?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Good on him.
He's got on it, so no, good on him. Josh Giddey. I'm going to jet after this because this is great. In the rookie class, he's first in assists, 5.8 after 20 games.
Is he?
Yeah, good, not bad in the rookie class. And that's the What's Trending update, Jules.
What's trending? Outstanding What's Trending from you, Coach K.